Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Philip. This is episode number 192. As you can tell from the beginning, when you first played this episode, there's no introduction. And, because almost every episode since I started this podcast for the last almost 5 years, I have an introduction with a music from the background play, theme song, music, whatever, play from the beginning. And then, I introduce to the podcast, introduce myself, you know, that kind of stuff, that introduction. Well, this episode, there will be no introduction. We go from this point forward till whenever, whether it's, you know, until the beginning of June, beginning June of this year. And you don't know what I'm talking about when I mentioned beginning of June 2024. Check out the episode I did from, I believe, a few weeks ago about the bad news regarding the future of this podcast. That's what I was talking about, what I was referring to. But anyways, from this point, there will be no introduction. It'll be straight to the episode when I do my usual welcome message, like I just did just now, just a while ago. So that's going to be from this point forward. So today's episode, I'm going to talk about one of the most popular website, RealGM. And for the people who don't know about what that website is or what that website is about, some people may not heard of it. It's a sports website that covers NBA, NFL, I believe it college hoops. They have some off-topics forum and some other politics forum, I believe current affairs too, or whatever. And they have a message forum, just like the NBA, they have every single team's own sub-forum. Same with the NFL. I think same with baseball, but don't hold my word to it. I think baseball and maybe hockey too. I'm not 100% sure. A lot of things changed when I first started the forum back in the early 2000s. So I'm going to talk about RealGM. I'm going to review why I was not much active from RealGM like I used to. And there's some things I'm going to get off my chest regarding that website. I don't give a flying ass fuck if some posters from that forum, some specific, not all, but some specific posters may not like what I'm going to say. So if you listen to this, I don't care. I got something to say, something to get off my chest. We got a couple things. Which is part of the reason why I'm not much active in the forum in the first place. But I will get into it a little bit more. but anyways, let's get this started. Sometime early 2000, I should post on a ESPN message board, only on the Chicago Bulls ESPN message board, and there's no moderation, no moderators that moderate posts when if someone say stupid shit, like racist stuff or whatever. There's no community guidelines at all from the ESPN message board back then. I don't know now because I don't even know if ESPN have a message board still from each of those teams. Because ESPN, if you go to the ESPN website, go, the NBA section, go to the teams, the Chicago Bulls, for example, or even the NFL, they used to have their message board for each of the teams. I don't know if they still has it. Things now, back then, back in the early 2000s, they do. I just don't know if they still have it right now. Things could change right now, so I don't know. But back then, they used to, and I used to only post the Chicago Bulls forums to talk about, the Bulls, to discuss about the Bulls. But man, there are posters who, not just trolling, but really disrupting the form, gone personal insults, like, to no end. It's a mess. It's a big mess. You know, kind of remind me of Twitter now, but the only difference is Twitter will ban people. They pick and choose ban people. That's the only big difference. But anyways, that it was a big mess, and then, you know, I stopped posting. You know, it's really ridiculous how it operates. And then I think someone, I don't remember who was it, I can't remember exactly, but someone introduced me to that form, to Real GM. I think it was one of the poster who used to post that form. I believe it was True Blue Fan, I think. That's the poster's username. True Blue Fan, if you listen to this, shout out to you. Hope all things well on your part, on your end. But I believe he's the one that introduced me to that Real GM form. So I go to it and register, sign up. And now, keep in mind, this is back in, I register Real GM, like, I joined Real GM, like, 2001, to be exact year. I don't remember what month, what date, or anything like that. I just remember the year, because I had my username, PDH01, which is when, you know, that year I signed up with. And it tells me, when you first register, and you look at your profile, it tells you when you first register anyway. So that's how it's easy. I don't remember if it tells you the month of the date. I didn't pay attention to that. I just pay attention to the year when you first register to the form. So anyways, I register 2001, and I only post the Chicago Bulls form. Now, keep this in mind. Real GM from back then, back in the 2001, than it is now, it's a lot different. It used to be just only basketball. They only cover basketball. No football, no baseball, no hockey. They do have, I believe they do have the off-topic form and journal form, but it was like a small, just only one. They do have all the NBA teams form, but they don't have no other sports forms. There's no even moderation room. I want you to keep that in mind, by the way. There's moderators. They do exist. They do have moderators that moderates these, each of the team's form, to moderate the form. But back then, they don't have no moderator rooms for moderator to post reports on the from the moderator's form, from the administration, the administrators, from the website. There's no moderator rooms back then than it is now. Things change a lot, because back now it has been expand largely. You know, there's now football form, I believe there's baseball forms, there's even professional wrestling sub form on Real GM, and many more. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I need, like, get like a drink of water or something to clear my throat. It has been expand compared, you know, that now it's growing, which is great, which is awesome, you know. But anyways, moving back and forth, excuse me, because I am drinking water right now, because it's my throat. Okay, sorry about that. Sorry about that. But anyways, now what I was saying, I signed up for Real GM back in 2001, and I only post only the Chicago Bulls forum. Like I said, there's only basketball forums, and at the time, for all those teams. So I posted only the Chicago Bulls forum, and there's only, you know, at the time, there's only one moderator, which go by this username, Bulls Forever. He's the moderator from the Bulls forum at that time. Also, Also, first off, shout out to Bulls. If Bulls Forever, I don't know if you listen to this, shout out to you. I hope things go well. Me, I'm a trap for a long time, so hopefully everything's all well in your end. I know you're a busy guy, so it's been a while, long while we chat. So shout out to you. But anyways, Bulls Forever is the one that helped DA Bull 7, who is an administrator from that website, one of the administrators from WheelGM.com. He was also a global moderators or something like that. He's an administrator actually, really. But Bulls Forever is the one that helped DA Bull 7 to create that website, to create that WheelGM.com. He's one of the creators that create WheelGM. And I had chatted with him before, from MSN Messenger or it's some other app, I think. so, you know, he's the one to create that WheelGM.com website. And so, you know, I was very active back then, only on the Chicago Bulls forum, talking about the Chicago Bulls, discussing about the Chicago Bulls, what they need to do, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, with other posters. And there's, and the Bulls, you know, at the time, back in early 2000, I believe the Chicago Bulls, Toronto Raptors, and I think the New York Knicks were the most active forum on WheelGM than any other team's forums. And a lot of traffic and the most traffic was the Chicago Bulls and the Raptors forum. I believe, if I remember correctly. But anyways, I was active and everything. And then fast forward. Since I was the most active, Bulls Forever was looking for help to be to moderator on the Chicago Bulls forum. He messaged me privately and offered me to get to be a moderator for the Chicago Bulls forum since I was the most active on the forum. He even talked, you know, DA Bull 7, and I interacted with DA Bull 7 before too, the administrator, but Bulls Forever offered me the moderator and I accepted. Now, I want to be clear. For people who are moderators for the site, from each of the team's forum and forum and that kind of stuff, the moderators, and there's a thing called global moderators, we don't get paid. Now, even right now, they don't get paid. They volunteer. Myself, included. I never got paid. So, I want to be clear on that. But, So I take it, you know, I'm the moderator, and I don't remember what year he asked me to become a moderator for the Chicago Bulls forum. I know it was sometime early 2000, I can tell you that much. Maybe if I have to guess, maybe 2022 at the earliest, after a year after I joined, or maybe 2003, give or take. Maybe 2003 or 2004, around there. I'm not 100% sure exactly when I become a moderator. So I become a moderator. You know, the Bulls sub forum was heavily trafficked. People, you know, it was the most active on the forum or anything like that. And you know, keep in mind, a lot of things changed from then now. Like I said earlier, there's no moderation forum or anything like that. I want to tell you this, for every moderators back then and even now, including global moderators, because there's no really, the only difference between global moderators and moderators is global moderators, they can moderate all the forums, while the moderators only assigned by a certain forum they moderate. Like, for example, say you're a moderator, you're just a moderator, but moderator, you'll moderate the Atlanta Hawks. That's it. You're a moderator, Atlanta Hawks. You're a moderate Atlanta Hawks. You're not a global moderator. Global moderator, which you can moderate one forum, sign one forum, but you also can moderate from other forums if you have to, by their duties, from the administrator and that kind of stuff. That's the difference between global moderators and moderators. But anyways, what I would say, every moderators and global moderators does not have the power to ban people. Not like some other message board, like other message board moderators can maybe suspend the other user's account. You can't do that at all. Even back then when I was a moderator and to this day right now, you had to like message. Back then when I was a moderator, you had to get suspended their accounts. You had to private message the one of the administrators and report to the administrators. Like I say, keep in mind, moderation room does not exist back then in the early 2000s. They come until like a little bit later when I'm still moderating. I moderate a long time. I don't remember how long I was a moderator. But I did moderate for more than a few years, for a long time. And at the time, I was going to college, you know, and I was getting a little bit more busy going to college. I had my struggles in college to make me a little bit more deactive more year by year at the time. And a lot of things change, you know. You can edit people's. Now, I want to say, as just a moderator, you can edit, same with global moderator, you can edit people's posts if you have to. I don't remember you can delete people's posts back then. I don't think you can now. You might. I can't remember exactly. But and also back then, you cannot report people's posts because they don't have that features at that time than it is now. Now, everyone, any posters, if they see a post that is very not good, I mean, not very good, but more like not up to the, against the community standard, or whatever, against the rules, that if it's someone getting sold or harassed, being bullied, you can report on that particular post. You can report that post and right now, and it will go, you know, straight to the, say, from the moderators, see the report post, the moderators, including global moderators, including the administrators, and there's more than one administrators from RealGM, by the way, to see what that post reported, and they will handle it, that situation accordingly. Back then, they don't have it. Back then, they don't have that features. Like I said, a lot of things change from then to now. A lot of change. Anyways. I'm trying to think what else. I have mentioned moderators don't have the power to ban people, to suspend people. You have to report to the administrators back then, even now. But now, it's more, now that since they have a moderation room, you just report, there's like a thread, because there's a sub-forum for moderators, only moderators, former moderators, global moderators, and administrators can fill the moderator form only. Subform, and there's like thread, like you need to file report of a warning or to the poster of the warning, who's the poster, and or report that poster need to get suspended for whatever amount of days or months or whatever, or being banned. It's a little bit more better now than it is then. More well organized. The only thing I do complain is that moderators should have a little power of at least spend posters if necessary, but you have to report to the administration, then they should have that future to suspend it. But back then and even now, but whatever, or even global moderators. But that's just me. But whatever. I don't remember how long I was a moderator. Like I said, a few years. It's been a few years. I've been moderator for quite a while. And my active was being decreasing as well at the same time. There were other... Bulls Forever was getting a little more deactive. Because he has, you know, he's busy with his new job at the time. Working. And, you know, he lives in Brazil and stuff. So he's getting deactive. And I was... the only one to handle the forum, because like I said, Chicago's forum traffic was largely, which is a good thing, largely. So, you know, they get someone to help me out, to moderate, you know, me and some other poster, and then some more. That's why right now, there's a lot of moderators on the Chicago Bulls forum. Same with, you know, the Raptors forum, I believe the Knicks forum. There's multiple moderators because of due to the heavy traffic to that sub forum. That's why you see a lot of moderators now. And even then they started to have more moderators to watch my, you know, earning. And so we have more moderators, and I think that's at some point later in the mid 2000s or something. I know there's more things added that which you can do, moderators can do, but you can merge the post. That feature does not exist back when I first become a moderator. And when I was a moderator, I can't even figure out how to merge the post. I mean, tell one of the moderators, you know, LOL or whatever. We laugh about it. But, you know, they got me, you know, but, you know, back then, you can't merge the post. You can't put, or if someone make a post, and you can sticky the post on the form on the top, it will be on the top unless a moderator can unsticky it. You can do that now. Back then, you can't. Like I said, a lot of features does not exist back in the early 2000s than is to this date right now. So there were added while I was the moderator till a little bit much later. I don't remember what year was it, but a little bit much later. I know all these features that, as I mentioned, that you can now moderators can merge, sticky the post, report the post. Those features does not exist. Moderator's room, like I said, does not exist until like later sometimes. But it wasn't there back in 2001, 2002, I'm sure 2003 as well. But It come in like layer, a little bit layer, while I'm still, you know, a moderator at that time. We got more moderators, and then, you know, and they're fast forward, but you know, Bulls Forever retired from the forum, I guess you could say, but because due to, you know, he's really busy. He's a busy, busy guy. And I'm really busy trying to make it to college, trying to get my degree. And I have my up and downs in college, you know, I'm getting more deactive from the forms. And one of the, like I said, now I don't remember what year this is when it's finally, you know, it's time for me to step away as a moderator. But one of the administrator, shout out to Howard, if you listen to it, shout out to Howard, private messaged me, you know, talk about, you know, maybe it's time for me to step away from the moderators, you know, but you'll give me okay, if you're a moderator or a global moderator, and when you decide to, like, say, retire, you will have that thing on your next to your profile, will say retire, mobbed, or something like that. So, you know, So, you know, I tell him, you know, he asked me, you know, I agree. I tell him I agree. I'll retire because I don't have much time. I mean, I don't have enough. I'm not that much active like I used to be. back in the early 2000s. So, you know, I accepted that I retire since now they have a little bit more broader ears to take care on the wheelchair and form. So I retire. He make a post on the Chicago Bulls forum that I retire as the moderator, you know, post a thread, you know, that kind of stuff, good stuff. Posters, you know, were cool with me the most, a lot of times at that time. So, you know, I retire. Like I said, I don't remember what year I stopped being a moderator and retire or whatever, but I mentioned, a while ago that for moderators and global moderators that retire will have the, like a retire thing on their profile or whatever, but also even retired moderators or global moderators, they can still have access to go to the moderator rooms. So only moderators, global moderators, administrator, and retired moderators such as myself can get in the moderators form. If you're just a regular poster, you cannot fill that moderator's room form anyways. So, there's that. But anyways, moving forward. Now, there's maybe... Now, I'm going to tell you... Now, part of the reason why I was getting more deactivated is, yes, at that time, I was in college. I was getting more deactive from the forum, so I don't post as much like I used to. Yes, back in 2001, I was in college, and I was still more active at the same time. But years later, after I got the moderator job, I should say job because I don't get paid at being a moderator. After I got to become a moderator from the Chicago Bulls forum on the wheelchair.com, years later, I was getting a little bit more deactive due to, you know, my struggling college shit. And I was dealing some bullshit behind with, you know, other shit going on in my life. Even to this day right now too, which whatever, fucking getting whatever, but that's, I'm not going to talk about that. But, and I was, you know, struggling in college. I had my up and downs. You know, I was getting a little bit more deactive, so that's why I was getting more, not posting much back then. Now, I'm not in college anymore. Now, of course, I haven't been to college since maybe 2009. No, I take it back. Shit, I don't remember what year. 2000. I was, like I said, I was in a little longer because I struggled, so. But like sometime early 2000s, mid, you know, but anyways, maybe 2010, 2009, between 2007 or 2010, around there, that's the last time I went to college. I got my degree finally. And when I finally turned these around, that's why I was, you know, deactive. Now I'm out of college and other shit. I'm still deactive, but I was starting, I want to say start posting more. I posted here and there over there, and then something really caught my attention. Something that pissed me off. Bulls Forever, I mentioned about him. He returned to post on the Chicago Bulls forum, this and that, whatever. And I think there was some other issue between Bulls Forever and some other posts. I didn't follow in that part. But here's what I do follow. They were talking about it on the moderator forum on the Chicago Bulls. They make a thread for, like I said, in the moderator's forum, they can start a thread and they'll discuss it. For example, Chicago Bulls, they will discuss the forum in Chicago Bulls, you know, what moderators had to do, you know. They file a report against that poster, warning that poster. If someone need to get suspended, they mention on that form, and then they'll report it to the administration from another thread on that moderator form, that kind of stuff. But anyways, we're talking kind of down with Bulls Forever. I don't like the way they handle it from the Bulls form. And then... here, and what pisses me off the most, they kind of take a jab shot at him as a moderator and me as well when I was a moderator, saying how, you know, one of the poster who used to post this for him, I'm going to take a little jab shot at him, named Mark Deeks, who used to know as Shame, take a jab at me and Booze Forever back in the Booze moderation form. I'll say, you know, moderators back then or whatever were pretty bad or something to that point where they didn't do nothing regarding that form. Hello, Mark. If you listen to this, Mark Geeks, back then, and I say this on here already, back then things were different than it is now. There's no moderation room. There's no report features. You can't report features at all. When there's no features at all, that you report people's posts. Back then, than it is compared to now. You can't even, moderators can't even suspend people to this date, even to this date now. Like I said, there's no moderation room, there's no report post. The only thing we had back then is edit people's posts. That's it. And if we had to report the poster, we had to private message the administrator, whether it's DA Bull 7 or Harvard or whoever the administrator at the time. And you take a jab, and, you know, Mark Geeks take a jab shot at me and Bulls Forever back then, how we, moderators don't do nothing in that forum, things change now, blah, blah, blah. Well, things change, yeah, there you go. But you take a jab shot at me and Bulls Forever, man, back then things were different. Were different? Get the fucking shit out of here. That, so, you know, the reason I didn't reply to that post in the monitoring forum, I don't want to disrupt that on the moderation room. We have a freaking argument. I fucking should, though, to stand up for myself and for Bulls Forever. That's what pisses me off. That's what pisses me off when we don't do much in that, when we're moderators. Hello, back then, what the fuck is that supposed to mean anyways? You know, like I said, back then, it was way back then to now, it's way fucking different. Way fucking different. And I already mentioned this already in this episode. Listen to this episode again, what I said when I talk about a lot of things were different. A lot of the features on that form on RealGM does not exist back in early 2000s. Back then when we're moderating, when it's just me and Bulls Forever. Get the fucking shit out of here. So fuck you, Mark. And let me tell you something, Mark Deeks. When you introduce me to one of your friends, when you're a friend, you know who the fuck I'm talking about. Back on Skype? Was it Skype? Or no, actually, MSN Messenger. When you introduced me to that, to one of your old friend, the last time I talked, she told me her and you don't talk much anymore. I don't know why. I didn't ask because I haven't told her. You know, I say, well, you know what? That's none of my business. And she said, yeah, it was none of my business. Those two, you two don't talk anymore. Reason why. I don't know why, but whatever. But she does. But I begin to think, I think I know why, but I could be wrong. I think because you're starting acting like a stuck-up snob, thinking you're better than anyone. So you know what? Fuck you for your fucking comment that pissed me off on the moderation. See, that's why I don't reply to that post on the moderation forum, because then the administration would get on me or ban me from that moderation forum or spam me from RealGM. Or that moderation calling us. And I believe, if I remember correctly, you also called me and Bulls Forever as moderators back then were garbage. Fuck you, motherfucker, Mark Deeks. And you know what? If you have Instagram, if I find out you have Instagram, I will fucking tag you. And when I post this episode, I will fucking tag you. Make sure you fucking listen to what I say. So you know what? Go fuck yourself. That's number one. Why? And there are other posters, you know, like I Kill Kennedy. He's always cool with me, you know. He's a global moderator. I don't know. He still is a global moderator now. But I chatted with him before. Cool dude. And, you know, there's a lot of posters. Cool, but there are other moderators, you know, respond. But talk about it, I don't like. But when talk about, you know, Bulls Forever. But Mark Deeks, what his post pissed me off the most thing. Some of the posters mentioned on, some of the moderators mentioned when we talk about him. Then take a jab at me. Fuck you, Mark Deeks. You fucking little bitch. But anyways, now, here's another one. Bye. Now, I still post maybe once in a while. The last time I posted was last year. And I don't remember how many times I post last year, but not that much. I'm not much active, and I'm not planning to be that much active. I have time to be active on that forum now if I wanted to, if I choose to, but I choose not to. And there's another thing, a couple of reasons why. And this is what, I think it was last year. Let me remind back. What happened a few years ago, not that long. And this is something to do with Jimmy Butler. I can't remember what year this is, but Jimmy Butler gave a phone number to people to call him to say, you know, something like that. And I was joking about, and he, you know, but obviously he's with the Miami Heat then and to now, so it's not that long. So, you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm going to call his, see, I don't expect him to answer or anything like that. It might be his burner phone or whatever, so it's possible. Which it probably is a burner phone. But I don't expect him to answer. So, you know, I call to see what happens. Maybe he respond. Because I saw someone actually call him when he gave out the number. It's just a temporary phone number. So that number wasn't active that long. Maybe a day or 2 days. And someone called me. It was on the social media, I believe, that someone called and was talking for like FaceTime, actually. I think that's when he was in Team USA to get the gold medal, if I remember correctly, that year. If I remember correctly, you know, talk about Carmelo Anthony, you know, he's a good dude. You know, this and that with one of the fan. And you know what? I'm gonna call him. I don't expect him to answer me. I expect maybe it's just no longer service, really, to be honest with you. So I did. No answer. No luck. Even text him, you know, no luck, whatever, this and that. And that's it. And then one of the poster, I mean, they were talking about, you know, him giving out the numbers. One of the poster say, what was his exact words? I can't remember the name of the poster anyways, but if I do, I probably won't bring up his poster name, but or his username. But what the fuck did he say? Okay, yeah, I remember now. He said, you know, people who call. He doesn't believe that's Jimmy Butler's phone number, or it's probably his burner number. People who call him are fucking idiots. And that's when I respond to him, and I'm like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. I'm the one to call him. I don't expect him to, and I just say, I don't expect him to answer my phone call. I expect it to be that number, don't lie. I expect it to be a burner phone number. But I'm just curious, that's all. But somehow I'm a fucking dumbass just to check, to call. Fuck you, dude. Now, man, you know, he did reply to my post, say shit to me. He didn't get a fucking warning on his post at all. And he called people, called someone a fucking idiot, which means called me a fucking idiot. He didn't get a warning, okay? Now, fast forward, last year, a certain poster, and this is a different poster, go by the username AGUIF, whatever. And he always posts stupid shit. Not stupid shit, I take it back. He posts like one of those doom and gloom type of posts. Like, oh, we suck, we down, you know, whatever. And that's always his post every time. It's kind of a little irritating. I didn't block him, but for some reason, I didn't block him. I unblocked the same thing to check what he posts. And so I respond to his post. Respond to specific post, which I can't remember what was it. I think it's about Zach Levine, but I can't remember what was it. And I only type a clown emoji. That's it. Respond to his post, a clown emoji. I didn't call him an asshole. I don't call him a bitch. I just typed the clown emoji. And guess what? I got a fucking warning from a moderator. Say you should know better. You give me a warning regarding just to type it out, the clown emoji moderator. I can't remember which moderator warned me. I think it was Cold Fish, I think. I think it was Cold Fish. I can't remember who, which moderator was it. But he said, I shouldn't know better, and you warned me just for a clown emoji. Now, to that moderator, you're a good moderator. I'll tell you that. I never have a problem. I think you have knowledge to the Bulls, basketball, whatever. But that warning, that's bullshit. You fucking know it. And let me tell you why. A few years ago, when that poster called people are fucking idiots who try to call Jimmy Butler and it's just a bird number, that's a clean call me a fucking idiot. I mean, I'll call him out about that. You didn't fucking warn him. You didn't warn that poster, but yet you warned me to post a cloud emoji? Like, seriously? This is why I don't post much. It makes me, like, drive away to stay away from Wheelchair at all. Because bullshit like that. You know? But fucking whatever. You don't have to worry about it. Because I may still post once in a while. Because, you know, Wheelchair is still a good website. It's still a good community. Still have a lot of good posters. They're bad and good posters. But they still have good posters, you know, talk about the Bulls. Once in a while, I'll go there. I still go there and check and read the post. That's it. But I don't post much anymore or at all. But, you know, I'm not going to be active as much. Hell, I haven't posted anything from that forums this year. Since this year's starts. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why. Two of the reasons I just mentioned. Like I mentioned, you know, about the whole Mark Deeks bullshit comment, fucking comment, that pissed me off. And that's why I'm getting more inactive posting the Wheelchair forum. Not saying the Wheelchair is bad. It's good. It's a good website. You know, reporting, you know, basketball news, Bulls news, or whatever, whoever's team's favorite team's news, that kind of stuff. It's still a good form. Couple of things I do not disagree. A couple of things that piss me off, like the Mark Deeks comment, when one of the other moderators just warned me for just typing out a clown emoji to that poster, yet when another poster call me a fucking idiot because I tried to call Jimmy Butler. Even though I'm not, I did call, but I'm not expected to answer. I don't expect it to be like it's just his actual phone number or it's active. Like I say, it's probably is a burner number. But I'm being called a fucking idiot when I call him out. And, you know, he told me off. I threw him off too. You know, and yet you didn't warn him for that? Call me an idiot? Yeah, that's a double standard right there. That's a fucking double standard. And, you know, like I said, I don't care if one of the administrator listen to this and they don't like it what I hear. Oh, well. Oh, well. And I have respect to the administrators, especially, you know, Howard and DAB7, Bull 7. And they, if they want to have a chat with me, message me. Oh, as a matter of fact, since I'm that much, you can message me. Private message me still on the Wheelchair board, and I'll see if I can log in, if I can remember my fucking password, since it's been in a while, I'd log in, to check, and if not, you can email me, p2h02@yahoo.com, or p2h12418@gmail.com, email me, you can find me on Instagram. Because I will post this episode on Instagram. If you have an issue with what I say. That's it. I did say, this Wheelchair is still a good website. It's still a good sort. If you want to talk about basketball, go there. Especially if you're a Chicago Bulls fan, go there and talk about the Chicago Bulls. Or if you're with your other favorite team, like the Hawks or the Celtics, whatever, post there. Or same with if you're a fan of football, you know, NFL team, one of the NFL team, you post their stuff for them. Talk about that. Same if you're a pro wrestling fan, they have a pro wrestling, or you can go to the other PW board. Similar to that. But anyways, that's my story regarding Wheelchair and why I not much deactive regarding posting from Wheelchair and what I had to say. I know a certain someone like Mark Deeks may not like what I just said. Just like, I don't, now you know how, Mark Deeks, if you listen to this, now you know how that feel what you said a few years ago from the moderation room. So go fuck yourself. And let me tell you something too. Back then, back then, when I was a moderator, then you want to become a moderator. Keep on trying to become a moderator. And you did become a moderator until there, which you did deservedly. But what you have fucking done when you were a fucking moderator? Yeah, you want to take a shot at me and Boost Forever? Fuck you. I haven't seen you done shit when you were a moderator, and I've been paying fucking dead attention. So get that fucking shit out of here. Except using wheelchair so you can get your website and become to work with the sport thing or whatever you do nowadays for a living. You know, so fuck you. But anyways. I would like to thank anyone who listened to this podcast. Much, much appreciate it. Let's the podcast has a Facebook page. Give a like. Give it a follow. I post episodes, new episodes like this one. You can follow me on Instagram, pduh02. I also have an account with Threads. I'm not much active from Threads. So I'm trying to. But my username for Threads is the same as Instagram, pduh02 as well. This talk podcast is available from 10 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episodes, including this episode, from 10 different platforms, such as Spotify for Podcasters, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and CastBox. So, everyone, have the rest of the good day, rest of the day. Good night, everyone. Well, right now it's daytime here, right now, while I'm doing this recording for today. But anyways, have a good rest of this week, and talk to you on the next time on Let's Talk Podcast. Peace out, everyone.